Welcome to the True Fitness Academy Podcast.
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 Your source for the truth in health and fitness. Now here are your podcast personal trainers, Keon and Tyler.
Hello and welcome to the True Fitness Academy Podcast. I'm Keon.
And I'm Tyler.
And today is day 100.
Dun dun dun!
Yeah! It's our 100th episode.
It's quite an achievement.
I really think it is. It's a testament to you as a listener, because we wouldn't have done this unless we had people actually listening to us. And we know we do have people listening to us through various means. So, awesome. Congratulations to you, and thank you guys for listening to our awesome voices. It's really encouraging.
Yeah, I mean, it's quite fascinating. I don't know. I thought it would go this far. I didn't think it would go... What was your thoughts when we started this project? It's probably the best...
I thought it would be a fun little thing to do. You know, I had big hopes for making it to, you know, a spot where we could, you know, be influencing a lot of people's lives and all of that. But I never thought... I mean, podcast 100.
Yeah.
It's just so, I mean, it's massive.
I also like the fact that we started this off with like an hour concept.
Holy shit, that was, I mean, like, man, those were long.
Yeah.
The hours are just, I mean, killer.
Yeah.
Because we were taking the Adam Carolla model, and he does, but the thing is that we didn't take into account is that he interviews someone every single podcast.
Yeah.
And so, with just us two goobers talking, it's,
It's harder.
It's a little bit more challenging because, I mean, I see, you know, Tyler's lovely face every single day. Well, no, for the most part every day.
For the most part every day, but yeah.
So, what'd you think? Like, we're just going to go on a slightly reminiscent trip. What'd you think about, you know, when we started off the podcast?
I liked it. It was a nice way to get information out there to people, because so much of the information I feel like we give... other people are giving, but just in a way that isn't listenable. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Like, just people can't comprehend it as well.
Okay.
Then also, I like our videos. I think our videos are pretty funny.
Yeah. So I agree.
They're... I enjoy the videos. I know that's kind of a small aspect of our True Fitness Academy. And then I like our listeners. Like, the emails we get are super nice, and the ones that we don't, that are the mean ones, are super funny.
Right, because the people who disagree with us tend to not be very intelligent about it. Like, I'm all for disagreeing with us. Oh, there's been one or two disagreements. I'm like, you know what? You're absolutely right. But for the most part, people who try and flame us and all that are just bad at it. They don't know how to spell. They don't know how to, you know, all this stuff. And
it's just kind of, it's that thing where if you're going to make fun of somebody... and via email,
yeah,
you have the time.
Yeah,
it's so not like that's always the best part.
Yeah,
what would be probably your favorite? What was your least favorite? Let's go with that one.
Least favorite podcast.
I know what my least favorite one was.
You know, the ones where we just dick around and don't like say anything like important. Like I think our bread one was probably one of my least favorites.
Oh yeah, that bread one was bad.
But other than that, I mean, we try and pump out good quality.
The one I hated the most was the one that I had to record one and you had to record
that
one.
That did suck.
That one was awful, just from an aspect of you and I.
Yeah.
I hated that because I had no idea. I literally recorded, I think, 3 or 4 of them because I had to keep...
yeah.
I messed up somewhere and I had to re-edit and stuff.
It was not a pleasant
thing.
That
one was the most difficult.
Yeah. I'm logging into iTunes right now. I want to look through some of the highlights. If you guys, you know, if you've enjoyed this podcast, go on to iTunes, pop us a rating, give us a little review. It, I don't know if it does anything for people downloading it, but it sure does help my ego.
Let's see. One of the ones that I like the video that we did. The stretching video was funny.
Yeah, I still love how some people thought that was a real, like, that I actually snuck into your video, or to your room, to record you. Like, just FYI, if you watched our stretching video, that was in the middle of the day. Like,
I don't know if you could tell so much, but yeah, it was blatantly middle of the day. Then there was also, I liked our, Wasn't the foam rolling? What was the one we did in the front room?
The Pilates one?
Was it the Pilates?
No, that was in our kitchen.
The one that we did here. I don't remember. Was hyped up on. It was like hip flexors. It was the hip flexors video.
Oh.
That one I liked. Because that one I thought was funny.
Yeah, that was pretty good. I'll agree with that. Oh, wow.
What?
They've changed up iTunes. It looks completely different.
Oh, fun. I did
with a new one. So, let's see. What's some ones? I liked our posture ones, even though if they didn't really dig into a lot of people.
I think we got a lot of emails. We got a lot of emails of people that enjoyed those. Like,
yeah.
That kind of enjoyed the aspect that they never really thought about that.
Yeah, absolutely. And I mean, we've done, like, I don't think we've ever talked about two things in a row. You know, like, two different things. I'm looking through it. It's, like, pretty intense. Our case studies were probably, by far, my favorite week.
Yeah, the case studies were good. And it's kind of nice to hear back from those people.
Absolutely.
What they're doing.
Absolutely. And we've had some good ones. We've had some bad ones. But I think that, overall, we've tried to give you the best quality that we have. This is kind of interesting. The people who, the other people, the things that other people subscribe to, we have Start Moving, Stay Moving podcast, The Fitness Buff something podcast, Dishing Up Nutrition, Two Fit Chicks in a Microphone, Iron Radio, Get Fit, Stay Healthy, Cut the Fat, Smart Weight Training, Reality-Based Fitness, and Healthy Mind Fitness. Those are the top podcasts that other people subscribe to.
That's who you're listening to.
Exactly. So, which is kind of cool. I should probably go through those podcasts and listen to them as well.
Don't subscribe to them, though.
No.
Just listen to them.
Yeah. Oh, we have the highest rated one.
So far is
the music one, yeah.
That doesn't surprise me.
Followed by our flat back one, the posture one. Interesting.
Does not surprise me, the music one.
Yeah, the music one was always fun. So where do you see, I mean, we're at 100. Where do you see this podcast going in the next 100 podcasts?
100 podcasts.
I was going to say 100 years, and I realized, well, even if I am around that long.
It will not be around.
I probably won't be podcasting.
I would say Nick's 100 podcasts took us how long? So it took us about 5 months?
Something like that. So this will be around, what? September again?
September, yeah.
Because I figure we'll take another week or so off, somewhere in there.
Somewhere in the mix of it. I would say at 200, you and I have a facility.
Yeah, I would say that too. But I mean, as far as content goes, like, I see this podcast really picking up and focusing on fat loss.
Okay. Because
that's my passion.
Yeah, and that's mine as well.
I know that's yours as well. And I think that's where most people really get stuck, is the fat loss. Yeah, there's plenty of resources about muscle mass and all that. And I really don't want to get caught up in that debate. I really just want to help people who want to lose fat. And that, I mean, because we both come from the FFB community, the former fat boys. And that's just a passion of mine.
No, I agree. I think that's a good niche.
Yeah. So hopefully you'll start seeing more on that and get that shift as well. And then I see our website picking up a little bit.
I do too. That's a key of the next 100.
Because I lack the programming skills to actually make the website look better. So we're going to have to hire someone to do it. Which is fine. I'm okay with investing in this. I love it. I like hearing the sound of my own voice. I don't listen to the podcast, but I like hearing it when it's coming out.
So that's good.
Yeah. So that's always fun.
So what was the... No, that's not the... question I really wanted to ask. I'll ask anyway. What was kind of the thing that made you get thin?
Well, it was actually a combination of things. One, it was just being frustrated with the fact that I, you know, was a big kid. Two, I mean, water polo was a big thing of that. I loved the movement of it. I loved the challenge of it. And then wearing a Speedo. Kind of makes you have to lose weight.
Yeah.
And that's a big thing. And then I think it was a mental click. Like, the more and more I realize this, the more and more I realize that fitness is a mental game, and it's all about mindset. If your mind isn't right, if you're not right there, if you're not, you know, passionate about it, you're sunk. So that combination of that kind of mental shift like that passion and all that. And then the idea that I wasn't allowed to work out, or not work out, I wasn't allowed to play sports in any of the of my childhood years. And then moving to college, that was big too, because it was like, I'm going to be interacting with girls, you know, like I had a girlfriend, sure, but you know, I want to be fit, you know, I'm going to a beach town. So all those things just kind of combined and created a thinner me. How about you, T?
It was kind of always that in high school lost concept with like just mentally, I was just kind of that lost kid in my head. Just, I didn't know where to fit in.
Right.
So I really started liking movies. And I really started to enjoy the action films, and that's kind of where I got my, it was like, I want to be like those guys, so I started jumping in on that.
Okay, that makes sense.
And that was, I mean, water polo was a huge aspect of it. I mean, that's the one thing, you ever hear that lame question of, would you ever go back to high school and redo it?
Nope.
I wouldn't. The one aspect of it I would do, if I could, like, go back and talk to myself, I'd be like, hey, you can eat whatever you want, and you work out for 3 hours every day.
Right.
Maybe you should pay attention.
Right.
You know, and get, I mean, I would be in perfect shape if I went back and had that mental aspect. But a lot of it had to do with, like, the celebrities and stuff like that, and that was kind of a a nice aspect to it.
I think that leads kind of into what we want to talk about today. Is, I twittered about what our topic should be for the day. And the girl tweets eats. She's got some great Twitter advice. All she does is tweet her meals. And, you know, she responds to a bunch of stuff. She's this cool New Zealand girl. And she's like, why don't you guys talk about, you know, celebrity workouts? I was like, okay, that's kind of appropriate. Because I feel like once we hit 100, we're not actual celebrities. But I feel like one.
Yeah, I feel like one. I mean, there are people around the world that know us that we don't know.
Yeah.
Thus making us celebrities.
Right. Which is, I mean, as conceited as it sounds, kind of cool.
That is cool. I mean, there's a chance that you and I will be in the Texas airport Saturday.
Right. And so
there is a chance that somebody in the Texas airport would know us.
Right.
That we have no idea who they are.
Right. And if you guys do, if for some reason you see us, please approach us, because that would make me probably, I don't know, lose it right in my pants right
yeah,
there.
Yeah, that would probably be the funniest thing in the world.
Yeah.
But yeah.
So, yeah, I think the celebrity thing, despite the fact that we're faux celebrities, we're not, I mean, I don't even think we are.
Oh, no, we're Z-list.
Yeah, if that, probably.
P-list. We'll be P-list.
Podcast. So, on that line, we're going to talk about some of the celebrity workouts and things
just like
that.
People that, basically, I mean, being guys, yeah, just celebrities and concepts that have inspired us. I know for me personally, I know as cliche as it is, Brad Pitt.
Okay.
Is always up there.
Was that your first?
No, he's not my first. That sounds
so
gay.
That sounds so, yeah.
That sounds
so sexual.
No, he wasn't, like, the one guy that I really enjoy, I'll get into later. Once again, this is all
Randy Couture.
He's up there.
Who's the first actor that inspired you?
To work out, is I read an article in Men's Health about Ryan Reynolds.
Who's Ryan Reynolds?
Ryan Reynolds is Van Wilder.
Okay.
Also in the Blade Trinity was Deadpool and Wolverine.
Okay. I know, I know who he is, yeah.
He is kind of that actor that enjoys working out, sees it as a lifestyle, eats healthy, just kind of does his thing, and moves on. He's not overly, you don't look at him and go, oh, wow, you must work out 24 hours, 7. You don't look at him and go, oh, you're super ripped, but he's muscular.
Right.
Kind of thing. And I liked his nonchalant attitude about it. So
okay.
Often I feel like, we talked about The Rock, Johnson.
Dwayne Johnson, yeah.
How intense he is in his workouts. And that's great for some people. I'm more laid back.
I've been working out intense lately, and I love it.
Yeah, and so I'm more of a laid back approach. And he was one of the first people that had a laid back approach that I got to.
Uh-huh.
But then my real workout crush is Randy Couture.
Right. My first, we'll get
to
him.
Who's an MMA fighter.
We'll get to him in a second. My first, the first, I almost fell again.
I see.
My first workout buddy, the person who inspired me, our governor, Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Yes, I remember.
I have
that.
The encyclopedia of bodybuilding. I think it's on our shelves. No, it's back at my parents' house. The encyclopedia of bodybuilding, and I read the crap out of that thing. I loved it, and I mean, I just loved Arnold. I have the docudrama he made, Pumping Iron.
Pumping Iron. I saw it at GNC the other day.
It's such a good movie. It's so funny, and it's just, I don't know, I love it. But just like, you know, his story, like how he was a scrawny kid in his youth, and that's what inspired him to work out, and that's just, I mean, that to me is a good story.
No, yeah, I think it's a great story.
And now he's the governor of California.
And sadly will never be president.
I know, right? I want the president Dator.
That'd be funny.
That would
or
be funny.
For just Total Recall to really happen.
What happens in Total
Recall?
In Total
Recall, he's the president.
I've never seen Total Recall.
Oh, it's a Wesley Snipes film.
Okay.
I think that's Total Recall now that I said that.
Right.
It's Wesley Snipes and Sylvester Stallone.
Okay. So let's talk about Randy.
Randy
the natural.
The natural
couture.
He's 45, 46.
And kill most people.
Yeah, pretty much is up there still as a very good contender in most of the weights that he can get into.
Right.
I just enjoy his... He is mental.
Uh-huh.
He is a... This is the game plan. Let's stick to it and go. He's not an emotional fighter. He goes in, he does his thing, and he leaves.
Mm-hmm.
And his workouts are target specific. He does, like, nothing's just done for...
Because to do it.
Everything has a purpose.
Got it.
And that's what I like probably the most about him, is that everything is done for a purpose.
Okay. I like that. That's good. You know, like, oh, I'm just checking, because there's a couple of the All Blacks that I really, admire.
The All Black is a soccer rugby team?
Rugby team. Like, Tony Woodcock is one of my favorites. He's just a badass, kicks ass, he's got a funny name, and he's just a good guy. But one of my all-time favorites is Richie McCaw. He is so hardcore, he plays the same position that I play, and he is just a badass. And that to me is like what embodies like fitness, is just going out and doing what you do and kicking ass at it.
And that's kind of the thing that I hope that everybody will get with our podcast. I mean, that would probably be the biggest goal for the next 100, is that everybody finds their thing and gets it.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. I mean, our buddy, what's his name? What do we call him in the podcast?
Let's just name
him Ralph.
Ralph.
He found a love for rock climbing. You know, and he's kicking ass at the program that we designed for him, the 5x5, just a simple 5x5 program, and he found a love for rock climbing and is doing it, and that's his motivation.
Sounds great.
Yeah.
Because I feel like, I mean, you and I being two guys, we both have guy celebrities and stuff like that. Is there any females that really jump out at you as like...
For all the bad publicity that she gets... And for all the shit that we give her sometimes, I respect Jillian Michaels.
She is way too intense for me, but her intenseness, some people like, and I respect the fact that she really does change the life of people.
That, and she is destroying in an industry dominated by men.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, sure, you have your Jane Fondas, you have your Kim Kardashian workout tapes now.
Yeah.
You know, whatever. And if you like those, take no offense, I'm not making fun. But she said, I was watching The Biggest Loser on Hulu, because I think it's fun to watch what they do. And she said something. She said, you know what? I'm the best there is at this. You don't get better than me. And you're dissing my advice. I can make you lose 100 pounds in a week. Like that. I was thinking to myself, you know what? That's a challenge to me. That, to me, like her saying, I'm the best there is like, not spitting in my face, but saying, hey, Keon. Can you get better than this? You know? And that to me is like, it's like a professional challenge. Like, I want to be at that place where I'm competing with Jillian Michaels.
Yeah.
I want her to, and I to be, you know, competitors. And yes, she has leaps and bounds, she has great amounts of knowledge. But I think I can be better than her.
And if you can't lose 100 pounds in a week unless
you
cut off a body part.
No, you could lose 100 pounds in a week. Stop eating salt, work out like a SOB. Yeah, you can lose 100 pounds in a week. It's not healthy weight.
That would be
and
way
I mean,
dangerous.
And we're talking about like morbidly obese people, like people who have like 200 pounds to lose.
Okay,
you know, like this was on the Biggest Loser, so this guy is like 400 pounds. So
that just scares me. I don't even think about comprehending that.
It's not safe, not healthy, but it's one of those things. Like I want to compete with her. How about you, females?
Females, it's one of those things where. I mean, I hear Jessica Biel works out a lot, and, like, hers is not... So often I hear, whenever I will pick up, you know, Cosmopolitan or whatever, like, those stupid magazines at the checkout, I'll flip through them, especially when it's like, here's the new insert female celebrities workout. I'll flip through it, and I'll be like, she does crunches and that. And then, she just has a great metabolism.
Right.
And like, that's basically what it is at the end of the day. She just has a great metabolism. Congratulations.
And just eats what, you know.
What she likes.
No, not even what she wants. You know, eats really well. Because if you eat well, the workouts kind of fall into place. Yeah.
Well, I mean, Jessica Biel, probably because I know that her workouts, I actually read one about her, and that it was actually pretty good. There was somebody else that was in my mind.
The queen of hip hop or whatever, Madonna?
Madonna's intense. Yoga, Pilates, and all that stuff.
And what's the other thing she does? Krav Maga?
Does she do Krav Maga?
No, I'm kidding. What's the religion?
Where she Kabbalah.
Kabbalah. Like, doesn't she have her swimming pool full of, like, special water?
I think so. I think there's, like, weird aspects to it. In the realm of females, I think it's harder to find a girl because so much of it is just eating right and not, like, of a workout concept.
I do like Jamie Easton.
Oh, Jamie Easton, yeah, yes.
She's great. She's a figure competitor, bodybuilder. But she's pretty awesome. Like, Tyler and I have met her multiple times. And she's a very nice lady.
Oh, yeah. Very nice.
Yeah.
So, yeah, Jamie Easton, I mean, but she's not, I wouldn't count her, like, not a lot of people know her. So,
what about what's her name?
Carano?
Yeah, Gina Carano. She's a UFC, MMA fighter, yeah.
She bothers me, I like her.
Right.
But her workout ethics bother me. I don't think she takes it as seriously as she could.
Right. She, like, laughs and smiles and
well, that, that I mean, that's fine. Right. I just don't think that she puts 110% into all of her fights / workouts.
Doesn't she, like, win most of the time, though?
She just got beat and she hasn't fought since.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. I don't know what she's doing.
Huh. Go figure. So. Okay. Let's talk about this. If you were... a person starting out, not even starting out, but if you were looking for inspiration right now in a celebrity, who would you choose? Say you were in your shoes, you know, at 14, 15, who would you choose as a celeb, as an inspiration now? And then who do you draw for inspiration currently?
I mean, if I was a teenager, MMA is huge right now. So I would probably find an MMA fighter just because, their workouts are everything from cardio, strength, balance. They're all inclusive, pretty much. Also, I like the boxing style, so that gives me a nice cardio. And then physically, I know, just to be 100% vain, for the most part, I like their body structure.
Right.
Minus the rounding of the shoulders and boxers.
Right.
But that you can adjust.
Besides Couture. Who's your favorite fighter?
Besides Couture, I like Georges St-Pierre.
Okay.
But
who's your favorite? Not by weight class, overall favorite.
Favorite would be Randy.
Besides Randy.
You want me to say Anderson Silva?
That's my favorite. I don't care.
I mean, I like him. I will never bet against him. But if I was like to... My favorite? Is there one that I'm forgetting?
No.
Or are you...
I would say
Georges St-Pierre would be.
Like you said that I like Georges St-Pierre, but you didn't say, you know what, besides
Randy.
I
mean, in a realm of his fitness and stuff like that, I would put Georges St-Pierre. I enjoy him. And I like, I'm blanking on his name. Oh, I like Forrest Griffin, his fighting his work. I don't like him. I like his workout techniques. I've watched his videos.
Yeah, he's not. He's kind of a bitch.
Yeah, he's been getting not so good.
Like after he loses, he just leaves the ring.
Yeah, and cries.
Yeah, it's pretty like, funny. Mommy, I got beat up.
Who would you put up there?
As far as like current people?
Well, just, like, it doesn't have to be fighters, just anybody.
Let's see. Who is working? I mean, the people who, like, going back to the Biggest Loser, the people who lose a lot of weight healthfully and keep it off, those are good role models in my mind for people who have a lot of weight to lose, you know? And then, I mean, you know, there's the pop celebrities that you can always look to for inspiration. But no one's, like, really coming to mind as far as, like, a current celebrity. I'm bad with celebrities as is.
Yeah.
But a lot of the Food Network people who are losing weight, that's an inspiration.
Yeah, I like the kind of more reality,
yeah,
quote-unquote, concepts where it's not the, this is my job, I need to look sexy. It's the, hey, I have a job and I want to look good.
Right. Right, like Bobby Flay.
Bobby Flay, you know, is, you
he
know.
Is surrounded by food all day, and greasy food, you know, whatever, and still manages to look great.
Didn't Vitaly, the guy that wears the Crocs, he lose a bunch of weight too?
He lost a lot of weight. I think Anthony Bourdain lost some weight. Like, a lot of people in the Food Network area have lost a good amount of weight, and that to me is inspiring. I wouldn't look to athletes in a lot of ways. You know, like, I would look to some, like, again, Richie McCaw, like, all that. But I wouldn't, I mean, some football athletes are just spoiled brats.
Yeah.
The ones who work hard to get there and to stay there as opposed to just drifting through. Like, if we had a Joe Montana, I'd be set. Like, even no matter how much I don't like them, Peyton Manning, Brett Favre, those guys are leaders and they stay fit and they're doing their jobs. And I like that, even though no matter how much I don't like them.
Yeah.
Because I don't like them based because I'm a Niners fan.
Sure.
And you can't like any. You can't be a Niners fan and like any other team. Like, let's not lie. I respect other teams, but I don't really like them.
Understandable.
Well, good.
So yeah, I think that gives people some options. I'm a visual person, so I tend to find something I want and go for it, and that's why celebrities always seem to really be an easy kind of thing, and I've. Used to buy into all those magazines until I realized that their workouts are all the same.
Mm-hmm.
And they also get paid to work out, which is also a great concept.
Yeah. I mean, you're getting paid to look sexy. Oh, I had something tragic. It left my mind.
I'm sorry.
Oh, well.
Well.
This is what I wanted to say. It's about just the mentality that you need to get into. And like with Tyler, if you picture the person that you want to look at, like, so say Brad, like the classic Tyler example is, you want to look like Brad Pitt in Fight Club, Troy, or
Snatch.
Yep, those are your three Brad Pitts. Which one do you want to look like? And if you just take 10 seconds a day, 10 minutes a day, whatever, and picture that body or the body that you admire, it doesn't have to be Brad Pitt, and just imagine yourself living that body with your face, all that, and that is now you. I mean, just doing that for 21 days, give it a shot and see how you feel at the end of those 21 days. And
yeah.
I guarantee you'll be working out harder. You'll be reminded of the fact that, hey, you know what? I have this goal of looking like X or feeling like X. And you'll not do the things that will damage your health as much. You won't eat the cookie. You won't, you know, skip a workout. You will be more committed. So give that a shot. Look to a celebrity that you admire and learn everything you can about them. You know, learn about their struggle. Learn about all that. Almost like have a conversation with them in your head. You know, like if you were, as if you were talking to them, how did you get to the health level that you're at now?
It's kind of, without being a weird, creepy stalker, make them your mentor.
Yeah. Make them your mentor through all the stuff you can get.
Yeah.
And I guarantee that you will get better results faster than if you just kind of shot in the dark.
So,
very cool.
Spectacular.
So we'll talk to you tomorrow, but next week we're going to go off to Costa Rica. And
we're going dark.
We're going dark. We might do, I'm thinking, are you bringing your video camera?
I am.
I think we might do it. Let's do a video.
We'll do videos. I'm bringing my video camera and I was going to post videos because there's already people that are like, well, you know, friends and whatnot are like, hey, can I text you? And it's like, Costa Rica plan? No, my phone's going off.
Yeah.
So, we'll be up on Facebook and stuff like that.
Yeah, if you guys don't need to get in contact with us, go on our Facebook page or email us at podcast@truefitnessacademy.com. I'm still in school, so I have to turn in all my stuff during the week in Costa Rica. So, I'll be on the internet during part of that. But the difference will be I'll lying on a beach in a tropical paradise while you'll be at home.
Yes.
Sucka!
Well, have a great evening or day and whatnot, and we will talk to you tomorrow.
Great. Peace. I'm a nice one, I'm greasing his pillow. I'm a name he don't want to know.